This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
That Stephon Diggs has been cleared for practice, presumably passing the physical. What does it mean for you that he's ready for the start of camp, just 8 months after ACL surgery?
Well, I know that everybody heals differently, especially from that type of injury. But I would say that I think it's just a testament to how hard he worked. Marcus Epps also went through that surgery and worked extremely hard, and he's been out there the last couple days with us as well. So appreciate their efforts to get back out there and get ready, and then we'll continue to monitor as we work through training camp.
Do you still have him on any sort of like pitch count or anything, or is he full go?
Well, I would say I'm going to try to just explain it. When he practices, when he took the rep, it was full go. I don't see any limitations right now. Is he going to take every single rep of every single period? No, and I don't think any player will. But I think we're off to a good start and encouraged by what we saw here in the last couple of days.
High noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. That's Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel. You heard it earlier on Jones and Keefe. A reminder, you can stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. It's a good way to catch Tommy Curran. He joins us about 25 minutes from now at 12:30 on a Tommy Tuesday. We'll get his thoughts on what Mike Vrabel had to say today, what he's got his eye on at training camp tomorrow. Jones and Keefe will be in attendance throughout training camp, but specifically tomorrow for day one down in Foxborough. We also have a Kiefer Madness for you coming up at 12:45. Let's break the Vrabel answer down into two parts, if you don't mind there.
Okay.
On Steph Diggs, Keith.
Let's do it.
He gave Karen, as always, first crack at it.
Sure does. Good leadoff hitter.
She asked about Diggs and how he's recovered from the knee injury, the first chunk of that question you just heard. He said, everybody heals differently. It's a testament to
Karen. Hello.
Hello, Karen. It's testament to how hard he worked. He then lumps in Marcus Epps also, the safety that they signed this offseason from the Raiders, I believe. And he appreciates their efforts. You said something earlier. You heard almost like a Belichickian answer there.
Yeah, you ask about one specific player, and it ends up turning into like all the players. Or you'd ask him about like a rookie, and he'd be like, well, all the rookies are doing this. And you're like, well, I didn't ask about all the rookies or all the players coming off injury. I asked specifically about Diggs.
Because that answer, I was like, oh, he's not super thrilled with Diggs, is how I read that, because he's not just talking about Diggs. He's lumping in other players, and it was a pivot away from Diggs.
But then,
after hearing the full full exchange, I felt a lot better about that. But in real time, I'm like, oh, I don't like that he's lumping in another player. But then he was asked about the reps, and he said when it's he takes a rep, it's full go. Players are out there for individual and team chunks of practice. My job is to monitor. I don't see limitations. Is he going to take every rep? No. But then he said nobody will. He did say he's clear from his physical. Like, I felt as it went along,
but he
I
also
felt,
was like,
I felt better about
it's
it.
It's a testament to how hard he works.
Correct.
So he is putting over like his work ethic, I guess. So that is a positive, because it clearly wasn't all positive going back to him missing OTAs,
right?
And distraction, like we have to make good decisions.
And so maybe
that's a kind of a rocky start.
Maybe it's that. Maybe it's like he's working hard when he's here, but I'm not going to give him the full compliment, because I'm going to lump in Marcus Epps with him because I haven't loved everything. But when he's here and he's working, I like what I'm seeing, that sort of thing.
I think it could be that. And I think also Vrabel has got enough experience where you know you got to kind of coach every player a little bit different and sort of talk about each player a little bit different. So he's not going to be like, we're all set here, he's good. Like no questions asked about Diggs. So I think overall just the health update from it is the biggest positive you could have had. There was definitely over the weekend some, this is what it sort of sounded like, but until we see it, or even today, the day before camp starts, Vrabel just saying like he's going to be out there without limitations. It's the best news you could get.
I mean, well, let's open it up, I guess, on Diggs. So tomorrow, I think there's a chance he's participating in team stuff, not just individual stuff, which is what he was doing in minicamp and the OTAs he decided to show up for.
Yeah, I think Vrabel mapped it out. He's not going to get every rep, but no player's going to get every rep.
But if he gets some in team drills, that's again way ahead of where I expected him to be, which is great.
Because if he didn't get any team reps, wouldn't he be on PUP or NFI, or he'd be on some list, I would think.
Probably.
And we'll monitor this, and I'm sure like the beat writers will have a real close eye on it. But of all the players that have been cleared, how many of those guys are going to do like nothing? There'll be a varying degrees.
Right, some will do a
few
doing
snaps.
Stuff. Yeah.
Some will do most of the snaps. But no, I think for July 23rd and the first game of the season, not until early September, this is a great sign.
Do you think? If he's cleared for it, we're not doctors, obviously. But if he's cleared for it, should he do like team stuff? Meaning going through the full one-on-one drills and joint practices against who is it? Washington and Houston. Should he be doing that?
I don't know. I guess it depends on how he's progressing and what they feel like he should do. I mean, I would almost treat him like a veteran player, not like, the end of LaDainian Tomlinson's career where he didn't do anything. But because it is a new team, right? It is a new offensive coordinator. It's a new quarterback. So I do want him to get worked in. But I also think you should treat him like a 30-plus-year-old coming off of an injury. So you don't want to, use up all the bullets in camp. So maybe he does a little bit of that. They have joint practices with two teams this year. Maybe you pick one and you say, hey, let's get some reps against these guys. The other one, you kind of walk it back. I don't need to see him play. I know we're going to eventually get to this. I don't need to see him play a ton in the preseason.
Same. Wait, you say a ton? I don't need him at all? I don't need him in the preseason.
Okay, fine. I could even go with that. If you had to skew one or the other, I'd say, sit him out.
Right. I want to see him in one or the other, joint practices or preseason.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be sitting here stamping my feet if he doesn't play in the preseason. I want him to do one or the other. If he's getting real reps in joint practices, I personally don't need him in the preseason. I'd rather have him do the joint practices.
Yeah.
If he's cleared for it. If he's not, then that's a separate debate. But it sounds like he's way ahead of where I expected him to be. If he's doing team stuff tomorrow and team stuff throughout training camp, he'll probably be participating in joint practices.
What I also like a lot about this as sort of like a secondary layer to it is if he did start the year on the PUP list, not only are you your worst team, but you're also carrying an extra receiver that you don't really need. Like, cut ties with some of these guys. Like, the room is loaded. I know Mike Vrabel was asked about that during OTAs, and he had a good response. He's like, well, every team has 90 guys. Everybody has a lot of receivers. But they have a bunch of guys that are kind of fighting for that last roster spot, and it's like they're just kind of extra weight at this point. So somebody like Javon Baker had a chance to make the team if Diggs didn't begin the year. But Diggs looks like he's going to begin the year with the team. So let's whittle down some of those other guys.
I asked you this yesterday, but just to reiterate, if Diggs plays 17 games, we don't know that he will, but he's trending towards playing week one.
Right.
If he plays 17 games, is he a 1,000-yard receiver?
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yeah. So, which, again, in 17 games, it's like 59 yards a game.
It's not that great of a number, but
if he had a game, so
who's their last 1,000-yard receiver? Edelman?
Probably one of the Edelman years, I guess. With Brady, probably 2019.
Correct. I don't think they've had a 1,000-yard receiver since Brady left, I don't think.
Yeah.
Have
Thanks
they?
Thanks a lot, COVID. COVID stopped them from ever getting a 1,000-yard receiver. No, I can't imagine
they've had that's
one.
Not a crazy benchmark in the NFL, but it would be a new benchmark for this team.
It is funny because I still...
It was the last 1,000-yard receiver they had without Brady. Moss in...
Oh, Moss or Welker, the year that
Moss did it in 08.
That's the last. So without Brady, that's probably the last 1,000-yard receiver they've had as a franchise. That's a misleading answer because Brady played for so long. But like, Yeah, I mean, that's not something they often do.
2019, Edelman had 1,100 yards.
Okay, that's the last time they had one.
Right. Yeah. And then in the one before that was Brandon Cooks in 2017.
Okay, like, yeah, that to me is a 1,000 yards is not crazy for
it's funny.
Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase and guys like that.
But I still use it as a metric, though.
Yeah,
I still
for this organization, that would be a benchmark.
Yeah. I still look at it as a metric where you're like, oh, that's pretty good, whether it's rushing or receiving. However, if, you know, opening game, Steph Diggs has, you know, five, six catches for 59 yards. You're like, that's not that great of a game. However, that's exactly what the pace would be for a 1,000-yard year. So I was looking this up. Fitzy was on last week and talked about how he's going to smash the over on 4.5 touchdowns for Steph Diggs, which I agree. The yards, 725.5.
Yeah, I'd go.
Buying opportunity or a sucker's bet?
Oh, buying opportunity.
I would say for both. Over on both.
Yeah, I thought we were just answering yards, but
but
both.
I'm saying both. I mean, they both are weighted. They're both like minus money. So like that, the Vegas set that number and is also expecting the over. But if that's the number, he's definitely going to go over 725, barring an injury. Now, that could always happen.
I'd feel better about the touchdown number out of the two.
Same, because you could get that in eight games. You get that in eight.
He had four touchdowns in eight games last year. Yeah. So like I do feel better about the touchdown number. Good job by Fitzy highlighting that.
Yeah.
But I'd
even the yards number I like.
I'd hit the over on both of those. Yeah.
I know.
Especially, I wonder if they get revised up, knowing how some of these health details have come out.
If Steph Diggs is not the team's leading receiver, who would the leading receiver be? Like Hunter Henry?
Well, okay, good point. I was just thinking wide receivers.
Yeah.
I mean, the
last year was Hunter Henry, wasn't it?
The best case scenario would be, to me, Kyle Williams.
Okay.
Phil Perry highlighted his breakout candidates at NBC Sports Boston. He has Pop Douglas as number one overall breakout candidate. So
I
think some people would answer Pop Douglas. That would not be my answer. Best case scenario is probably wishful thinking. I would hope it's Kyle Williams.
Wasn't it a couple years ago Elliott was like the second leading receiver behind Hunter Henry?
Yeah, he might have led in receptions.
He might have had the most receptions.
I think he had the most catches, but he was like right behind in yards.
Yeah. I mean, depending on how off the rails the season goes, like Henderson or Gibson or somebody like that, Henry, like they could have the most receptions, but that's not a great sign.
Terrell Williams being back is good news. I don't think we were sure that was going to be the case. So that was an item that Vrabel passed along. Carlton Davis being back from NFI to me is encouraging. I was worried that like...
I don't know what that was.
The guy's training on his own, injured something, hurt something. That's why you practice at the facility with the team. You don't work out on your own. That's why teams want these guys working out on their own. And you want them at OTAs. And we highlighted that in real time. That's not a second guess. When he was, you know, riding around on jet skis with the weird cars.
Those are sweet.
Which I think were also jet skis. I
thought those were actual cars. I thought they were ruining these
cars. I don't think that's what they were.
No, we got to the bottom of that. Those were jet skis.
That's not a second guess. Yeah. You know, we highlighted that in real time. But if he's out there tomorrow and he looks good and he's in shape, no harm, no foul.
Well, they spent decent money on him.
Yeah.
And it also puts them at the top. Like, that should be the best position group on the team. You have two legitimate corners. It's one of the better duos. That's another thing I guess you could look at before the season starts. That's a strength of the team.
Yeah.
Was he at minicamp doing stuff after his vacation?
Yes.
Yeah, he was. Why?
I was just asking. Because Jones was like, he probably hurt himself on vacation.
It had to be something away from the field on that list.
I'm just saying, did he show up in the best of shape? And NFI means you didn't do it at the facility. You didn't do it with the team. You didn't do it while you were at NFI is a non-football injury.
Could be long COVID.
It could be. He could, as I said earlier, he could have chopped his finger cutting onions for all
Jeez.
I know. But
Yellow Jacket stick?
Could have been a lot of stuff. Yeah. But it means it wasn't a football injury sustained at the facility or in a game or something like that.
Yeah.
That's what NFI is. You mentioned the cornerback position, Keith. Some would refer to that as the reverse Paul Brown.
Yeah.
Of the Patriots positional groups.
It's a good one.
We tiered those off earlier today. They're up now at Jones and Keith on Twitter and Instagram. Across the formation from Carlton Davis's Christian Gonzalez, I thought there was an interesting exchange here from Mike Vrabel. I think it was Callahan. The question was a little hard to hear. But I think it was Andrew Callahan asking him about expectations for Christian Gonzalez, and then the inverse, Gonzalez and his expectations for Mike Vrabel and the new coaching staff. I thought this answer went in an interesting direction.
So, I mean, expectations in the National Football League are high. They should be. That's what our job is. So everybody's got a different situation, you know, things that they're trying to get done, things that they want to accomplish. You know, my job and my biggest job and one of my most important jobs is try to get the individual to be able to maximize their earning potential within what we're trying to do as a football team, right? Those two things can coincide. And we all understand, like, we're in this business, we're in professional sports outside of winning to provide for our family. Like, that's what this is. It's professional sports. And so with that is you have this individual element and you have this team, and they have to coexist. And you have to allow players to understand that, show them where they're doing things to help themselves, but maybe not the team, and then show them examples where they're helping themselves as well as the team, and understanding how, you know, that pieces, those pieces can fit together.
Okay.
What?
Is there a problem with Christian Gonzalez and his contract?
I never would have said he's like a selfish player or he's worried about his contract. Because they can't even really extend him until next year, right? Like the Sauce Gardner treatment.
That
Sauce Gardner,
because
he came in a year after Sauce.
But is he already look? I saw.
Is he already like talking about that? And like, because the way Vrabel describes it is like, it's an individual sport. It's also a team sport. We got to, you know, feed our families type of thing. You're like, wait a minute, what? I didn't think Gonzo's contract was going to be an issue
okay,
this year.
But I saw a lot of Patriots fans doing this. I might have even seen like Fitzy doing this, if I'm not mistaken. Like Sauce Gardner gets his extension. It's like, cha-ching, get ready to play Christian Gonzalez. I see a lot of fans and media doing that. So I wouldn't be surprised if Gonzalez is doing it. I don't think maybe I need to listen to it again.
Yeah.
I think the question was about Gonzalez and expectations. I don't think it was about a contract. Vrabel brought up the contract. Vrabel brought up maximizing his earning potential, but getting it to coexist within the team. So is there already a money thing going on here?
I don't know. It's very strange.
I mean, that's maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree. That's my read on it. I thought that was an odd revelation, like unnecessary revelation from Vrabel there. Like, you didn't need to bring his contract into it.
I would say maybe have a second healthy season and then we'll go from there. We'll
kind of
figure this out. Maybe next year at this time, that should be a big discussion.
Huh.
But yeah, we'll have to ask him. Friend of the show, Christian Gonzalez. Although I think he's supposed to speak today too.
I think he's speaking. So all these Patriots players, you pointed this out to me, Keith, and we're going to be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know if we mentioned that, but we're going to be there tomorrow at Patriots training camp. I guess they're raising awareness for what?
Adopting dogs.
Adopting just dogs or all pets? Dogs?
I think it's dogs.
So
there's gonna be puppies tomorrow, Lanny. There's gonna be puppies at camp.
Brendan Schooler,
get them up there.
Yep, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Why am I always stuck here with?
You're gonna stay here. We're gonna go down. And we're gonna be like Melissa McCarthy and Bridesmaids. And just carry as many puppies as you can.
Nick, you're on trending. I'm playing with this pup.
Yeah, so exactly. I don't know if Terp, if you can find this, but Brendan Schooler, for instance, was
just holding a little puppy.
Just holding the puppy during his press conference. Right. And they're going to be walking onto the field, you were telling me, with these little pups?
I guess they're going to walk, and each dog that they walk onto the field is going to be, like, up for adoption. So if you're a fan like that's
soccer
down
there. Soccer brings children out.
right.
Football players take like, a little puppy out.
Like that girl who body bagged Messi when they walked, that little, like, 14-year-old girl who just was dwarfing Messi walking out on the field.
Timberlands? She was real tall. But, yeah, so there's going to be some dogs tomorrow, so it should be a great day. But Gonzo, I don't think has talked yet. Brendan Schooler talked with a puppy. Hunter Henry is talking right now.
No puppy?
And then I think no puppy on Hunter Henry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Terp's got it on Twitch and on
there
YouTube right now.
Look at that little jersey. Look at you.
That dog is going to be gone within the hour.
It's a good way to avoid like tough questions.
Yeah, it's like, sorry,
you're
guys.
You're not really going to pressure anybody. Granted, it's day one, but you're not going to pressure anybody who's holding an adorable puppy.
It's like when they bring the kid to the podium.
Yeah, exactly.
Listening to
Sirianni does that.
Listening to Gonzo crying about his contract, maybe he can't afford a dog. But I don't know if he's going
to be able to afford all the dogs at some point.
I don't know if he's going to be standing there with a puppy or not, but he is scheduled to speak. I found that to be interesting. Maybe when we talk to him, Keith, we can get some insight.
Yeah, looking forward to talking to him again
On a Patriots Monday, maybe. So we'll do that. We can also ask Curran about it. Maybe I'm curious how Curran read that answer from Mike Vrabel, and I'm curious if Curran. He's heard a little something.
Well, something there.
Gonzo in his camp getting ready to get paid Sauce Gardner style. I mean, he's getting compared on that Jeremy Fowler list.
Well, there were somebody Scouts, that voted executives, him as the best corner in the league.
And they called him the closest thing to Pat Surtain.
Correct.
Well, I think right now is the premier shutdown corner in the league.
He's just turned 23. Like, he came into the league younger, right? Like, the Patriots had so many drafts where they were taking, like, seventh-year seniors because of COVID. Like, these guys were coming in, like, 25. That's not the case with Gonzo. He's one of the young guys, one of the only guys that made that list for the Patriots of best players in the league under 25. And he'll still be eligible for a couple more seasons. So, yeah, he's going to get his money. It's just a matter of, is it somehow going to become an issue before we even get there?
Well, look, I know nothing. As always, I know nothing. But that's what it sounded like listening to Vrabel. They got to get him to buy in with the team and balance that with his earning potential, maximizing his earning potential. So you explain that to me. 617-779-7937. And then when we come back, it's a Tom E. Tuesday. We got Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We got a Keefe for Madness for you every Tuesday at 12:45, but specifically one coming up less than 20 minutes from now. Again, at 12:45, we'll talk to Tom E. Curran on a Tommy Tuesday shortly. Christian Gonzalez is speaking to the media now. We're just waiting for that to wrap up.
Yes.
And then Curran's going to jump on. So it's a good opportunity to highlight a couple of things, including at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. Not only our tiers, which we referenced earlier today. Terp, this is hot off the presses, also put together the official Rich Keefe 2025 Patriots Training Camp Binox Scale.
That's right. We're going to be up there, so we're going to be able to, looking down on practice. And you know, with my eyesight, I need all the help I can get.
Yeah, you probably need a couple of sets.
Couple of binox. Yeah. And so I will have those set up, and we ranked it on a scale of 1 to 10 binox. 10 binox being the most interested I am in a storyline.
Well, obviously.
1 being maybe I'm not that interested.
Right.
I can look away. And so, yeah, Terp did a nice job with the graphic. He may have gotten a couple... He may have exaggerated a couple of them, but overall, it looks snappy.
I think
between Drake May, Steph Diggs, Barmore, Campbell, Terrell Williams, all on there.
Okay, so these are all things we got our eyes on tomorrow at Patriots training
Always
camp.
Always a lot to watch during these camps.
There is a couple of loose ends here again before we talk to Curran, and I'm curious his thoughts after speaking to Gonzalez, and I'm not tracking all of it right now. I'm curious. If Gonzo was asked about that odd answer from Vrabel, and I'm curious Curran's read about Christian Gonzalez, and it sounds like his contract. But a couple other loose ends. Hunter Henry, who spoke after Vrabel was asked about Drake May and all the pass catchers getting together prior to camp, after mini camp, but prior to training camp. You've seen the shots of it. I'm sure we've talked about him before. He said Drake hit up all the guys after mini camp.
Nice.
Obviously, it was a good couple of days. We need as many reps as we can get, which I agree with, but it sounds like it was May who orchestrated those. It wasn't, and the team can't. But, you know, I wonder if the team nudged him in a direction or if he did it on his own. I'd say taking that at face value, that's a good sign that May took the initiative to get all the guys together. And I agree. They need every rep they can get.
Yeah. No, they absolutely do. And, you know, part of that is Steph Diggs coming off injury. You wonder how much he can do. You don't want to go overboard with it. You want to have the right plan in place so he is ready to go when the season starts. But, yeah, I mean, anything those guys could do. Whether he was sort of pushing that direction or came up with it on his own, doesn't matter. Like, they still did it. And he's a young guy, too. And so he'll probably figure out the best thing to do in these. It's only his second offseason. Really, it's only his first, like, real one, right? Because, like, as a rookie, you're probably throwing, you don't know what the hell's going on. You weren't even the starting quarterback last year. They went with Jacoby Brissett. So, like, his role has already completely changed. Like, his role on the entire team, let alone, you know, the quarterback room and the offense.
You like this answer as well from Mike Vrabel on the team's improvement over the offseason.
Yeah.
He says, we talk about the good, we talk about the bad, and we talk about the crap that gets you beat.
Yep.
Little different wording there. He said they can tell the difference between the three now.
Which is kind of, I don't think he meant it this way, but it is like a shot at like last year's team and how they couldn't even tell the difference between those things, hence why you lose so many games.
Yeah. And maybe he just means since from when I got here to now.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't mean it as a direct shot at Mayo, but that's definitely how it comes across.
Right.
Now they can tell the difference between the good, the bad.
Pretty funny.
And the crap that gets you beat. Christian Gonzalez, this is very familiar to us too, Keith. He was asked about being named a top 100 player. He said it was cool. Period. Cool.
And then was there like a little bit of a silence because people were wondering, is he going to continue? And then he didn't.
Yeah. Very expansive answer.
I get it.
As always, from Christian Gonzalez, who just finished speaking, which means it's time now for Tom E. Curran on a Tom E. Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. Tom E. Curran, how are we doing this week?
Tremendous. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing excellent, as always. We carried Mike Vrabel live for his press conference. We had some takeaways. He had updates on Steph Diggs, updates on Terrell Williams, even more minor updates on guys like Carlton Davis and when they'll be out there. What jumped out to you today from Vrabel?
I mean, a lot of it was housekeeping stuff, so not a ton. I was intrigued by the notion of how much progress they've made in terms of at least identifying what they think is bad football. And I do think it, I don't think it's necessarily a shot at Mayo. I think it's more, you know, what do I consider bad football? What Bill used to say was he would only talk to certain coaches about what he wanted in a player because those coaches oftentimes understood what he defined as a good player. So I think everybody has different definitions. So I don't think it was necessarily a shot at Mayo, but it is important because they've been a, you know, frankly, a stupid football team for most of the decade. They have played stupid football, and it's happened from their best players. And the best example continues to be the Raiders' loss in 2023, where their three best offensive players executed one of the most bizarre plays in NFL history, as far as I'm concerned.
That was an all-timer. I don't know. It's like losing on a catcher's interference. Is that type of play?
Stupidest thing I ever saw.
It was so wild. Tom, the timeline since they acquired Steph Diggs has obviously taken some turns, and there's been some ups and downs. But if you just keep it to just the injury part of it, when they signed him, you knew he was a guy that tore his ACL midway through the season, and there was going to be a bit of a recovery. The fact that he has passed his physical and he is not on the PUP list or anything like that, and he has no limitations going into tomorrow, is really as good a news as possible that we probably could have received about Steph Diggs.
Yeah, and it really, I mean, for a team that came out of free agency and the draft with no real number one wide receiver, to be able to find a guy who was on pace for 1,000 yards, who went at his best, was probably one of the best 3 to 7 wide receivers in the league. And there's really few indications that we've seen that he isn't still an effective wide receiver. To be able to have him out there from the outset, to be able to have him out there working with other players and having May get used to his rhythm, tempo, routes, what he likes, what he doesn't like, is really huge. I mean, honestly, with that in mind, guys, do you think that Stephon Diggs' performance should be maybe recalculated as to what you can expect? I've kind of thought that if he goes for 55 and 800, that would be good. Now I wonder if it could be 70, 75 and 1,000 or 1,050. And I think that if he's ready to go at the beginning of camp, why not?
No, see, I agree with that 1,000%. If he's out there 17 games, he should be a 1,000-yard receiver. I did TV with your pal there, Phil Perry, last night. He seems more down on Steph Diggs than I expected. But I'm with you, Curran. I'm personally revising my expectations upward. It's interesting you use the word expectations there. That was what Vrabel was asked about today in relation to Christian Gonzalez. I thought he took the answer in an odd direction. And you tell me if you had a similar read. He brought up his job being to maximize the earning potential for an individual, but keep that balance within the framework of the team. I mean, is there an issue with Gonzalez and his contract? That was kind of my takeaway. What is that?
You know, sometimes you're in a press conference and you hear the beginning part of a question and then you look at something and you're taking a note and you don't hear the rest. And all of a sudden I heard Mike giving a very, very good answer about the business of football and the individual and making money. I'm like, what the hell is he talking about this for? I didn't even really hear the question. But, I don't know why he veered in that direction. However, if you look at Christian Gonzalez, if you look at Drake May, these are individuals who are in very short order going to be getting contracts anywhere between $150 and, $200 million. Based upon the rise in salaries at their positions and their youth and their performance, one presumes. So I don't know why he veered in that direction. I don't know what, if it needs amplifying that, okay, you have to stay in our system here. You don't have to be all Christian. I haven't really seen that with him, but he's so, as you pointed out, tight-lipped. He's kind of a closed book in terms of interpreting what his motivations are, or his motivation to win championships, or Taiwa, perhaps my favorite Patriot of all time. You always knew where he stood.
Yeah.
And it oftentimes Ty was at the front of the bus looking for his first, which was fine because he figured, look, if I'm playing the way I should, the team's going to profit from it. And so am I. So, but Christian doesn't seem to operate that way.
No.
A little bit of a less is more approach from Gonzalez in our experience interviewing him.
Perhaps. I don't know if it's more, but less is less.
Less. It could also be less in this case. Knowing what you know about Vrabel, how do you think Gonzalez is used this year? Because I know that's always a big center of attention when it comes to corners and evaluating corners, whether they just take the best player, whether they move around the field, whether they're on one side. How do you think they're going to most likely use Gonzo this season?
That's a good question that I really don't have a ready answer to. I mean, do they usually travel their guys with the number ones? Do they put their best corner on the second best receiver and start to double the number one as Bill used to do frequently with Revis or Tlaib? I don't know. I honestly don't. I don't know what if Mike has necessarily had, whether it be at Tennessee or Houston when he was a defensive coordinator, a corner of Gonzalez ilk. But you have two long corners on both sides. I think it might serve them well to leave them alone. But I mean, I'm guessing, Rich. I'm sorry.
I'm curious, and I think that's one thing to kind of watch too, like this training camp. Another thing to keep an eye on because
the size matchup.
Yeah.
Honestly, the size matchup shouldn't be able to be exploited as it has been in the past because both guys are over 6 feet.
Right.
And smooth.
Tom, you posted yesterday your latest at NBC Sports Boston, the 10 Patriots with the most at stake on the eve of training camp, getting started tomorrow at Gillette. A bunch of names on the list, 1, 2, and 3, Drake May, Mike Vrabel, Robert Kraft. Why are those guys at the top of your list?
Drake May, because he's the third overall pick, and I think nationally and locally it's presumed that he's going to have a retro rocket attached to his posterior, and he's going to elevate to being a guy who is at least in the Pro Bowl conversation and one of the best young players in the NFL. And if he's not that, people are going to say, wow, I thought he was supposed to be really good, forgetting the fact that, you know, he's won one game in the NFL, and when he left the field, he was not electric in his final year at North Carolina State. North Carolina. He's working with another new offensive coordinator. I'm probably going to give him a little more rope than I think most people will. But he's going to have a ton of heat. With Vrabel, it's obvious there are people who are not looking at the roster, and again, the same thing that is existing with May, and saying, well, it's going to be better than last year, and the definition of that is, in some instances, 2.5 times better, 10 wins. And with Robert Kraft, I wrote in that story that he did an amazing thing, and he's often done this. He is more adept at, than almost anyone at both self-flagellating and patting himself on the back at the same time. And he was able to do that in 1 week with the Mayo situation and then the Vrabel situation. And I don't disagree with him. He really was pinned in a point where there was going to be very little enthusiasm for this Patriots team in 2025. I think if Mayo had stayed as kind of a lame duck. So he had to acknowledge the mistake and move on from Girard. And he did hire the most appropriate coach, in my estimation, for this franchise and the best candidate out there in the 2025 cycle. So, but I think there's a lot of heat on him, especially too, Jonesy. There is $60 million more in cap space left out there. Mm. And I know they tried to spend it, but they didn't spend it. So I would point to that.
I got another name for you. Didn't make your list of the top 10, but Ramondre Stevenson, I feel like going into this camp with the contract that he has, there is certainly a scenario where he just ends up being the best running back on the team, has the best season of all the running backs on the team, and you kind of you take it and run with it. Or the flip side, where Henderson really comes on strong as a second-round pick. Gibson is just kind of really you're solid. You know what you have in Gibson. And maybe Ramondre, who's not a Mike Vrabel guy, Mike Vrabel didn't draft Ramondre, maybe he ends up kind of third on the depth chart. And then if he's third on the depth chart, is he even worth keeping around?
Yeah, I ran out of steam. He was on my list of people to mention. And I said, you know what? We're going to stop it here at 10.
Yeah, 10 13. Sounds better. The top 10 definitely is more snappy than a top 11.
I have Baker's dozen, but he was in there. I look at that as I'm right there with you. He's one of the most highly paid running backs in the league. Not the same as it was last year. It's gone up a bit. But he's still top 10 in average annual value. And I don't think that anyone will look at him in the top 15 running backs in the league, unfortunately, even though the talent is there. You can't actively undo the success of your football team by dropping the ball on a continually regular basis and be one of the better backs in the league. It's that simple. So does he go from 7 to 1 or 2 fumbles this year? Or is that kind of a malady? He gets hit so early in the backfield, it's insane, because the Patriots didn't provide any kind of offensive line support for him in the last 3 seasons. So should be better this year. He should be better this year. If he's not, then it's not because he's a bad player. It's just he's not playing up to his contract. So, look, Gibson was better than him last year. Ezekiel Elliott was better than him the year before. You need your more highly paid players to be your best players. That's the way it goes with Onwenu, too, who's on the heat list. And that's the way it is for Milton Williams, who's on the heat list.
That is the Heat Index, the 10 Patriots with the most at stake as training camp begins, plus one, with Ramondre Stevenson. You can check it out, NBC Sports Boston. You can also follow Tom on Twitter, at Tom E. Curran. He joins us every Tuesday on a Tom E. Tuesday. He joins EEI Afternoons on Thursdays. He's all over the place on EEI and NBC Sports Boston. Tom, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. See you soon.
Thank you.
All right, Tom E. Curran joining us here on a Tom E. Tuesday. You can check it out on the Odyssey app. Use the Rewind feature if you missed any of that. We will get to your phone calls. We'll get back to the Red Sox as well. Plus, it's a Tuesday, 12:45, means we have the Madness, Kiefer Madness, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now? It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe is a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
I don't play with lions. I don't play with tigers, bears, nothing with the wild. I don't play with those. I promise you. I don't even do roller coasters. I'm good.
All right, here we go. Time for the madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We go down to the state of Maryland. We got a Maryland story here.
Oh.
It's a story about sports. It's a story about revenge.
Okay, well, now we're getting somewhere. I was going to say a story about sports. I feel
sports
like.
Sports story.
That's kind of what we're doing, but a story
the high
about
school
revenge.
Baseball score.
Nice.
It's actually a Cal Ripken Baseball League.
What level's that?
Good question. I think it's like, is it.
It's after older Babe Ruth, but yeah. Before Legion?
Maybe it's a Legion rival.
Oh.
I think it could be. Maybe it's like Woodbat and Legion's Metal.
It's like an XFL.
Yeah.
Sort of thing
it's
going on.
The Rogue League. They okay. Hate the Legion players.
Got it.
But let's find out what the heck is going on.
Take a look at this video. You probably saw it first. Shared on 7 News reporter Tom Rousey's X account.
I don't follow Tom Rousey.
Tom Rousey? Yeah.
I don't.
I missed
Tom
it. I'll toss
all over his X account.
I'll toss him a sympathy follow. But I must have missed that. Okay, wow.
I did miss it. So thankfully I'm watching the news.
Montgomery County Fire and Rescue is now apologizing after this scene, after a firefighter sprayed so much water onto a baseball field behind the firehouse that a local baseball league had to cancel their game.
So he had a rogue firefighter hose down the field.
Oh, so it's not like he was washing down the truck and the runoff went onto the field. He's hosing down the field.
Revenge.
Oh, boy.
He soaked the field so much so that it flooded the outfield and they couldn't play a game.
Wow.
What a maniac.
Wow.
I know they're under a lot of pressure. I get it. There's a lot of stress, a high-stress job. but you don't need to ruin the field so they can't play on it.
If you're not watching.
You just wasted all the water they have.
If you're not watching, get on twitch.tv/BostonWEI. It's a very valuable resource, Keith Water. Get on twitch.tv and you can see. This is.
Just soak the field. And like, there's guys
that's
out
quite
there.
A stream.
Yeah.
Oh, that is sure. That is flow. A strong, flowing stream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, 7 News' Tom Rousey reports that dousing happened after a baseball flew into the station parking lot and damaged someone's pickup truck.
Someone. I'm guessing the guy that's hosing it down.
I think we know who.
Yeah, I would think it's... You can call off the search. I'm pretty sure we know which guy was doing this.
Boy, those kids got a hold of one, though, out to the...
Smoked one.
Wow.
Yeah, right on the screws.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I think we're burying the lead
here.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
But okay.
Somebody socked a 450-foot dinger. That's the lead story.
Yeah.
Not the game got canceled because of a maniac firefighter.
He's live at Blair High School in Silver Spring. Tom.
Tom. This is the guy with the X account.
Okay. Yeah, Carl and Michelle, this is the outfield fence here at Blair High School's baseball stadium. You see, that's where you hit home runs if you get over the red part there. But there's also...
We know how baseball works, Tom.
You see that wall?
Ball over the fence there? I call that a home run. Touch them all. Like, Tom, please, get to the story. You're explaining baseball to us now?
Yeah, we've already heard about your X account. There's a lot of just baseball rules conversations going on there.
Yep.
He was all over the catcher's interference.
Love that play.
Knew it. Oh, he knew it.
First time since 1971.
This tall net, and the purpose of that is to protect this fire station as well as its parking lot. Still, I'm told.
So now he's telling us about nets.
Yeah.
What nets do.
Here's what the nets do.
See, there's a fence here. Then the net goes up. You know why that's there? Yeah, I'm guessing so it doesn't hit the stuff behind it.
You got it. You ever been to a driving range? You see, it prevents the ball from getting through.
So you can stand behind it. You won't get hit. What happens if they hit it over it?
Here's the problem.
Oh, boy.
Now we got a story for you.
These guys can crush a ball sometimes, so sometimes it goes over that.
When I was asked about the Red Sox offense.
These guys can crush a ball sometimes.
Sometimes. Not every time.
Not all the time.
No, sometimes.
It's a little bit of a power outage recently, but they're back.
Okay. Sometimes it goes over that net. That is apparently what happened yesterday evening, and it led to all this.
Boy.
Oh, boy is right.
The Silver Spring Tacoma Thunderbolts baseball team was about to play their first game in nearly a week
thanks
to constant rainouts. But instead of getting a game in Thursday night, it got canceled due to flooding. And the water, it didn't come from the clouds.
I'm sure there'll probably be some more rainouts, but definitely not a fire truck rainout.
Classic. Probably not a fire truck rainout. You would hope. You would hope there'd be less fire truck rainouts.
One would really hope.
Aiden Driscoll is an outfielder for the Thunderbolts who compete in the Cal Ripken Collegiate Baseball League, which...
So we're getting texts that say Cal Ripken is the league. So this is Cal Ripken Collegiate. These guys are like college
kids. I was going to say.
Look at this dude. This kid's not 10.
I was going to say, the text line is saying 7 to 12. That kid, there's no way that kid's voice is 12 years old.
Maybe there's two different ones, but this is specifically Cal Ripken Collegiate. So these are kids home for the summer.
Yeah, he's the Hoss of the week.
Hoss of the week.
Your bro's Hoss of the week.
I don't think that's the guy that sucked the dinger, though. That guy deserves some love.
League, which features players who dream of playing Major League Baseball. He tells 7 News during practice before
Thursday's
game.
I don't like how he said that.
Dream. They're not going to do it.
No.
They'll never get there. These guys have no shot.
Not this town.
They'll dream of it.
Not in this go-nowhere town.
I don't appreciate it. The cut of his jib on
that. This guy's stuck here.
Yeah.
He tells 7 News during practice before Thursday's game, a batter crushed a ball that sailed into the parking lot of this Silver Spring fire station and damaged someone's pickup truck. After that,
one of our players heard someone from the firehouse say, hey, watch out. Like, we don't want you to get wet.
So, I've heard that before.
Yeah, seriously.
So,
it was training day.
So a guy comes out. So he's pissed that they hit his truck, but he's not going to soak the players. He's like, hey, guys,
get out of
the way. I got to turn this on. I got to get the hose ready. I got to do the whole thing. Like, what is that? It's like, it's very premeditated, but also I don't want to spray any of the players.
Yeah.
I just want to ruin your game. I want to make sure you guys can't play.
Yeah, that's assault, brother.
That is assault.
Yeah, so he's just going to spray down the field.
Right.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to shoot the water onto the field.
That's when the players say massive amounts of water got sprayed onto the outfield.
You walk back there and it's just a swamp.
There are 9 other leagues who play here.
Thunderbolts director Dick O'Connor went to the...
Guys, that way. Let me hear him again.
He's an older gentleman.
He sounds like a Dick O'Connor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are 9 other leagues who play here.
Thunderbolts director Dick O'Connor went to the fire station.
When I went and talked to the captain, he said that he admitted that he did it.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, guys, somebody soaked our field. So, yeah, it was me.
The captain.
I did that.
The captain of the firehouse.
Yep. Soaked the field.
Yeah.
This poor guy
he
who
told
was,
the kids to get out of there. Wow, this Dick O'Connor's got methods. He's got ways to get answers.
Significantly older than Cal Ripken Sr. himself.
And he said he wanted to get our attention.
This facility and the firehouse have coexisted for years.
Pete Pieringer with Montgomery County Fire Rescue says the department knows who was involved and is looking into this. He also said this.
It's also pretty cut and dry, I feel like. Well, not dry, if you will.
It's cut.
It's cut.
It's not dry.
Pretty cut and wet as to what happened here.
I thought the guy just confessed.
Yeah, he did.
What do you mean they're looking into
it? We're looking into it. Yeah. It's like, no, the guy said it was him. Are you good with that or what?
He also said this.
We want to apologize not only to the players and the league and the fans, but to the community at large here.
All right. Apology not accepted.
And you can see parts of that outfield are still extremely muddy even today. From what I'm told, this didn't just affect the players on the Thunderbolts, but they were supposed to play a team from Southern Fairfax County that
had battled
DC traffic to drive all the way up here to Silver Spring. Also, I'm told some of the league umpires come from as far away as Southern Pennsylvania. They had fans in the stands ready to watch as well,
umpires?
But the game had to be canceled. Reporting live in Silver Spring near Blair High School, I'm Tom Rousey, 7 News.
Follow me on X.
Yeah, there you go. So
check out, smash the like button.
So
subscribe.
So truck smashed by baseball. Guy says, I'll show you. Hoses down the field. They have to cancel a bunch of games.
Uh-huh. Nice. Real nice.
I don't know what you do.
I don't know what you do, that guy.
So who do you
suspension.
Who are you siding with on this?
I'm going to take the players. I'm always on the player side.
You're not on the firefighter side.
Oh, whether it's the NFL, WNBA, Cal Ripken Collegiate League, I'm on the side of the players.
I mean, you're not on the first responders side. That feels like the wrong side of this one to be on.
Well, that's a rogue one. Most of those firefighters out there.
But you also like to hold grudges.
I do.
You like a nice held grudge.
Yeah.
You like revenge.
It's a better way of going about it.
It's a dish best served cold and wet,
I guess.
Yeah.
You find out who hit your car.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, don't park on the other side of a fence when there's a baseball game going on.
Well, there's a net, Keith.
Hmm. Then park closer to the net. He parked far enough behind the net where if you really get a hold of one Manny Ramirez style, I think he's going to hit you. Right in the windshield.
Well, I would say this is an inside job, but it's very clearly an inside job. I think we know what's
going
on
here.
Yeah, we know. We know.
It's not even a whodunit.
It's not even a hot take, but it's an inside job.
Nope, we got it.
Okay.
There you go.
It's a pretty good one.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a new star. What's his name again? Tom Rousey?
Dick O'Connor.
No. The reporter.
Oh, yeah.
I think we have a new star.
Yeah, follow Tom.
Also said this.
We want to apologize not only to the players and the league and the fans, but to the community at large here.
Yeah, great. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. As you said, apology not accepted.
I don't think it.
These guys can crush a ball sometimes. So.
I did like that explanation.
Yeah.
You don't know who your audience is.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you gotta educate the audience a little bit.
Pretty good.
What you try to do with Kiefer Madness each and every Tuesday at 12:45. You can check it out. Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free. Easy. Take it with you wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over.
Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.